Good morning. I know you guys are all ready for Tuesday and getting a bit excited for what's going to happen on
Christmas.
Tuesday.
Christmas.
Oh yeah. I knew there was some reason I was off work this week.
No, it's Tuesday.
It's Tuesday. Okay, here we go.
Tuesday happened.
Here we go. I like to be different, so it's not red.
Yeah.
Somebody's coming on Tuesday, right?
I know.
Who is it?
Santa.
Santa
Claus.
Santa Claus.
People keep on saying Santa,
Santa Claus. Okay. We got a lot to get done this morning, so I'm going to ask you to be quiet just for a couple of minutes, and then when we get to Sunday school, you can make all kinds of noise, okay? Okay, deal. All right. As Steve will tell you, I am very difficult to wake up in the mornings. I don't like to get up. Pretty much is what it is. But I have a radio that's my alarm clock. So, because at least when it wakes me up, it plays music that I like.
Okay? Mm-hmm.
And usually, because I don't like to get up, I lay there and listen to the music for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And lately, the music that's woke me up has been Christmas songs.
Mm-mm.
Mm-hmm.
No.
And this morning, the one that I heard was, Santa Claus is coming to town. I bet if we ask Craig, he can play just a little bit of it.
No, that's
yeah.
not it.
That Craig can maybe play it. Okay. Thank you. But in my dream state of not actually being awake, that's not actually the words that I heard. So when I finally did wake up, I wrote down the words that I heard. So I'm not going to sing it, by the way. You don't want to hear that. However, someday I'm going to have to enlist some choir member to do this for me. Anyway, here's what I heard. Craig can play it along with me if he wants here. Ready? Here we go. Wipe away your tears, get rid of your fears. Here's the best news you've heard in years. Jesus Christ is coming to town. He's making a list in the book of life. That'll be the end of your trouble and strife. Jesus Christ is coming to town. He loves you when you're sleeping. He loves you when you're awake. He loves you when you're bad or good, but be good for Jesus' sake. Now put on a smile, get rid of that frown, spread the good news all around town. Jesus Christ is coming to town. Yeah. So Tuesday, when we're all thinking about Santa Claus, coming to town. And that's okay because I think probably all of us are about your age this year. So we're all looking forward to Tuesday and Santa Claus coming to town. But remember that the pen says Jesus is the reason for the season.
And he's going to find out if you're naughty or nice.
He will.
Yeah.
Santa Claus and Jesus both know that. They have a lot in common, don't they?
Yeah.
Hey, you need to put you on the naughty or nice list.
I'm probably on the naughty list.
I wonder if Santa Claus is Jesus' brother.
It could be. Just remember, the Bible tells us, when the kindness and love of God, our Savior, appeared, He saved us, not because of righteous things we had done, but because of His mercy. He loves us when we're good. He loves us when we're bad. And that is the greatest gift that we have. Let's have a real word of prayer. And then we'll go see what Sunday school has for us this morning, okay?
Presents.
Okay.
Hope presents.
You hope presents. We'll pray, okay? Dear Heavenly Father, at this most precious time of year, the greatest gift that we can ever receive is your love. We thank you for your Son who you sent to earth so that we may know you better. that he gives to us each and every day, your love, your kindness, and your mercy when we're the least deserving of all. In Jesus' precious name, we ask all things. Amen.
Amen.